Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
For the, I feel, most highly anticipated snack queeniest episode of them all.
Yeah, the people want to know what we think about Oreos, and I've heard this is the most Oreo.
This is an insane looking cookie.
How, for real, how many things of cream do you think are in there? Is it four?
I'm seeing on the one I'm holding three distinct lines. However, it appears like a swirly pattern, and I do think it's four.
Because what was the one that we had, the triple chocolate or the Neapolitan? Was that three?
Yeah, that was it, the Brickio?
Yes, yes. Okay, I knew that there was a three one. That was big, but in comparison, a little baby.
Yeah, this is massive.
So the most Oreo is a limited edition cookies and cream. You heard that right. Oreo flavored Oreo. And it's enticing.
I'm excited to try it because, you know, I'm never going to go for an Oreo. But I love cookies and cream flavored things. So.
You are an enigma.
Maybe this is the Oreo for me. I don't know. This is a lot of filling.
Yeah, I usually take a bite of just the filling. So I guess I will still do that. But it seems stupid.
Yeah, I think you'll definitely get to experience the filling in your regular bite.
Are we going right into it?
I guess so. We've done so many Oreo episodes, which I guess if I had done good research, I could have gone back and counted how many this would be. There's really not a lot of preamble left.
Yeah. This is the only thing I was telling Sarah before we started that I was looking up. So this is a one serving size cookie, and a regular Oreo seems to be like three. And then we mainly do the flavored ones.
I've recorded in my room the past few times, and so he's not been around. And he's going upstairs, I'm thinking, to his room. So we might be okay for a little bit.
I liked it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Have you had a little time to gather your thoughts?
I'm confused. What do you think?
Well, you're never going to believe this. It's too sweet. It is just, oh, whoa, 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 sugar.
It's too much filling. Who wants this? I think I have the same sentiment with the most stuff Oreo, yeah. Which I feel like this is even more stuff than the most stuff. I wish I could compare them.
Yeah, I would think that that's the most comparable. This is flipping wild. And here is the person that I think appreciates this. Just a cream person. They love the filling. They're barely there for the cookie itself. Or, you know, in like BuzzFeed videos where they're like cooking something and they're separating.
Hold on a second. I'm so sorry. Loki. He's he's gonna come running, and now he's gonna get up at the microphone, but he's like in an empty room, so it's echoing. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
That was no problem. But like where they're separating the cookie and the cream to like bake something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would, I guess you would have to maybe do less. That seems like a plus.
So I think I liked the filling.
Mm-hmm.
Had it been just a normal Oreo serving of it, I think I would have really liked this. Like I did notice a difference with the cookies and cream filling.
I'm doing an experiment.
Okay.
I've eliminated most of the cream and I'm going to do like a regular amount.
Oh.
That's a delight.
Yeah. Like I think that the cookies in the cookies and cream it cuts it a little bit.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild. Okay.
What are you rating this?
I'm going to be realistic. Because I feel like if I sit down, and this is what I've decided to eat, I'm not going to mind the sugar hitting me. I feel like I'm going to give it a 7. Maybe a little too high, but an Oreo that tastes like an Oreo is pretty good.
I'm going to go a step below. I'm going to go a 6 because it did taste pretty good. it's so much. It's so much. I don't know what, like, I mean, that's why, I guess why it's only one serving is one cookie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Ba-da-da-da. But where do you go from the most Oreo?
Yeah, because they already have thins, so that's kind of the least. I don't know. I guess you just stop making.
Yeah, I guess you just give it up. Absolutely. And we give it up.
Or you can.
And can we?
Oh, go ahead.
Can we call this? Can we even call this episode an Oreo Palooza? It is only one Oreo. Is not a palooza.
I guess we better eat 6 to 7 more.
I'm just scrolling back and seeing.
I figured out where we can go. It's super thick cookies, almost no cream.
Okay. Yeah. We've not played with cookie texture.
It's always the middle.
Or like, and you know what? This would have, I think, improved on the most Oreo-ness of this. Put a cookie in the middle.
Ooh, a triple, what's the burger from McDonald's?
A Big Mac?
Yeah, that has the in the middle bun, right?
Yes.
Oreo Big Mac style.
Yes.
I'm really off tonight. That's not you.
I was just going to say that this is our 6th Oreo Palooza.
Oh my word. Nabisco.
In only 3 full years. Like, this is our 4th season.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like we'll be back. But it's just a reality. Oreo, Lay's, they're trying things gimmicky to get people to buy them. We are the exact market. And when we're living in two different places, something that is like that mass market big old brand is easier, sometimes not as easy, but to get our hands on. And
do you know what I saw in the grocery store the other day?
What?
The Funyun chips.
What?
Lay's, I need new flavors.
Yeah, I'm looking for chip flavored chips. We just finished our Oreos.
Well, you got any thumbs?
Yes, I guess I'd like to update our audience that my standby has been moved to a thumbs up for The Perfect Match. It ended up being a really fun watch.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you knew this. It's going to be a mutual thumbs up. I loved it. I hate how much I loved it.
The dating shows where they all have so many options are just fun.
This one was so silly. Like, yes. I couldn't get past the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise, which is the same kind of concept, and I hated it.
Yeah.
It made my skin crawl. And this didn't do well, the first episode of this did. Once you get over the concept of let's match and go up to the room together, like we literally just met, but now let's go to bed and put our do not disturb sign out.
Yeah, that was a big part of it.
But that it became less and less of a focus through the season and just all the silliness, and they really built up some good villains and it was great.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun watch. And is it 12 episodes? It's you can knock it out in a weekend if you are looking for like something that you don't really have to focus on that will make you laugh a few times.
It's what I love about a Netflix reality show, I will say. Short and sweet. You get 3 weeks of content and then you move on.
Yeah, it's nice. I was really excited too that they didn't do like the finale next week, like they do with The Circle.
Yes.
So that was nice.
I appreciate that.
But I hope they bring it back. I hope there's more people that we've loved from other shows. And Nick Lachey.
Oh, yeah. I would like to give a supplementary thumbs up to the fact that they only called him Nick Lachey.
Full name the whole time.
The whole time. Even when Circle Nick was gone. Because I assumed that's why they were calling him Nick Lachey, so that we wouldn't be confused.
Yeah, it would have been crazy.
But then Nick was gone, and it was still, oh, listen to Nick Lachey. Thank you, Nick Lachey.
Yeah, and I feel like it was almost always Joey. My friend, Nick Lachey, how are you doing?
I was channeling Joey. When I was saying it just now.
That's awesome.
Joey, the reality show star that stole my heart.
I hate his stupid hair.
It's so bad.
But I want the best for him. I do.
I look forward to the follow-up episode that will come out in a few months.
Yeah, I
see where they all are now.
I've never gotten to watch like a reunion like that, so I can't. And they kept talking about the after the altar thing from Love is Blind, and I never watched that. And I was like, that sounds cool to have like an update, so I really hope they do.
Yeah. I don't always watch all of the Love is Blind ones because it's pretty silly, but it also gives you a glimpse into what I imagine is the way that all of these people already know each other. Like, it appears that the Love is Blind people get together pretty regularly. And I'm guessing Netflix just has things that all these people go to.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like to know more about that.
That life. Yeah, that's it. That's really all I've watched since we last talked.
Well, it's a good one. I wanted to give a thumbs up to Gracie Abrams' new album, Good Riddance. I think it's a really nice little listen. Great if you teach contemporary dance and you're looking to fill out your playlist. It's really good for that.
I hope that all of our contemporary dance teachers who listen benefit from that.
And Boy Genius is putting out, they just put out a new single yesterday, and that's been really cool. And I'm excited for that album. So it's not another standby, but I am standing by.
I'll give a standby. I am 6 minutes from finishing the first episode of Daisy Jones and the Six. And I imagine I'll watch the whole series this weekend. So, it's great so far.
Okay, I'm really glad to hear that. I can't believe I didn't realize it was out, and I'm looking forward to it.
I knew it was coming out tomorrow, but then I had been getting ads that I could watch the first episode. And then I got on to watch the first episode, and now there's three episodes. So,
You unlocked it.
I don't know. And I guess I don't know because it's a limited series. How many episodes? Oh, it says six. Okay. I was like, maybe there are only three and it came out early. But no, I guess three more will come out tomorrow. Who even knows what Amazon's doing?
Yeah. That they have another show that just started that I've heard the pilot is fantastic, but the rest of the show is it with Christoph Waltz?
Oh, what is it called? It has a name that once you know that Christoph Waltz is in it, you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
I'm gonna try and look it up. Chris.
I'm gonna go on my Amazon home screen.
Oh yeah, it'll be there probably immediately.
Is not.
The Consultant. Oh my gosh, I spelled Kristoff really stupid, but it still got me there.
Oh, there he is, looking menacing as always.
Yeah, that's his go-to. Oh man, the Oscars are in a few days and 10 days, I think, and I still have a lot of movies to watch, so I gotta bust my cute little booty.
I have not done a good job at all about watching them or going to see anything. And I'll be honest, nothing really has caught my eye like that I want to. I might just tap out this year.
I think that that's okay. I've enjoyed, well, that's a lie. I didn't really like Avatar. I thought that Top Gun was fun. This is everything that I've watched is that. I'm obsessed with Everything Everywhere. I've watched the first 30 minutes of All Quiet on the Western Front, and I have taken a 2 week break. And I cried talking to my mom just about the first 30 minutes. It's so sad. War is, that's what you leave with. You know war's bad. And then it's just like, we mean it. It's awful. And I saw one other one. I can't remember it right now.
The only one on my list that I haven't seen that I want to see is The Whale, but it's only showing in at this obscure theater, like 30 minutes away from me, and I'm just not willing to.
I understand that. My Regal is doing like a festival this weekend. So I'm hoping to see Women Talking, which is the first time that it's been available around here. But I don't think I'll get to see anything else. Oh, I bought Triangle of Sadness. So I can watch that. And I can watch Tar on Peacock. And I think I have to pay for the Fablemans yet. Oh, and I have to watch Banshees. Okay, there's some that I think that I will enjoy that I have just not gotten around to, but I don't know.
The Fablemans, I loved.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, just because it has sadness in the title is what has kept me from watching Triangle of Sadness.
I think it's a comedy, but I'm not
I
sure.
know it is, but it just, I'm like, no, there might be a hint and I don't need it.
Yeah, okay. I think that that's fair. I'll
It
let you
is a
know.
comedy. What, like, has he done ever anything serious? I don't think so.
No, I don't believe so.
All
All right, well, that's all I got, kid.
This was a short and way too sweet episode, but I enjoyed it. And I guess on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.